some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore.
Amen. You may be seated. Absent from the body is present with the Lord, and that's what VJ did early Friday morning. Soul went to be with the Lord. And we do not mourn as those who have no hope. So today we are going to finish up the hard-pressed series. Final subject today. And the reason we did this series is because what we've been talking about with Israel is going to become very important in the world before us. In the next couple of years, the midterm elections, the next presidential election. But the Bible foretells the whole world will be captivated with Israel, with Jerusalem. And we're seeing that. And so we really, as Bible-believing Christians, as a New Testament church, we have to understand where we fall in this on the subject of Israel and the Jewish people. Now, the nation of Israel and the Jew haters that are rising up, that's what we'll finish up today. The last few weeks, we've taken an in-depth look at the covenant with Abraham. Not the old covenant, meaning the law, but the covenant with Abraham. The promises to the Jewish people, the land of Israel. and the spiritual blessings to all the families of the earth through the Jewish people who would bring the Messiah, Jesus Christ. We have looked at Zionism and found out that God is a Zionist. We looked at anti-Semitism and why the Jews have been hated over the centuries and every place they've ever been. We have looked at the rebirth of the nation of Israel, foretold in the scriptures, that the Jews are God's chosen people. And the church has not replaced Israel. The church is not the new Israel. Today we're going to look at the final point on this subject. We're going to go back to the land. We've already talked about the land previously, but we need to look at the land one more time. Who does it really belong to? Who should be living on the land? Many today say the land belongs to the Palestinian people. Is that true? So we're going to return to Tucker Carlson. I've already shown you a couple of his videos, but I want you to listen to this.
But this is a heresy and it's deranged. And you know it's deranged because it's a justification for killing the innocent. And in Christianity, if there's one thing that's crystal clear, it's that Christians cannot abide the killing of the innocent. People who have done nothing wrong cannot be killed. That's a sin. You are not allowed to do that, period. And if you find anyone leveraging the message of Jesus to justify the killing of innocents, that person is committing heresy.
All right, we've already talked about how he's calling that Zionism, that the Jews are God's chosen people through Abraham, and that they belong in the land. That's heresy. The Bible doesn't teach that. Well, we clearly have taught and shown where the Bible definitely teaches that. So here's what we got is a classic false teacher. Not even one inside the church, one outside the church, claiming authority, claiming that he knows more than others. And where they mix a little bit of truth in with their untruth, and they create this confusion for people. And the innocence he's talking about, if you listen to the whole clip, which we didn't have time for this morning, he's talking about the Palestinian people. That the Israelites, or the Jewish people, are killing innocent Palestinians. Now, he had a guest on right after this, and I want you to listen to this guest. Go.
Don't hold your breath, because we've not yet seen an American president for 30 years that has resisted Israel. And I am still fearful that Trump is the same, because, frankly, what we have right now, and Netanyahu said so, Israel's involved in 7 wars right now. It's disgusting. They're all over the Middle East in war. They're in war in Gaza. They're in war in the West Bank. They're in war in Lebanon. They're in war with Syria. They're in war with Iraq. They're in war with Iran. They're at war with Yemen. And so far, the United States has funded, armed, and diplomatically supported all of this. And the United States has absolutely not, and in this government, and it's true of the previous as well.
All right. Listening to Tucker, if you're watching that show when it aired, he's all going on about the heresy. The Jews do not belong in the land. The Jewish people are not really even the Jewish people. And now we've talked about all the things that they've already said. And if you're listening to that and you don't know what you've learned, then you're believing this. And then you hear this guy come on, and this guy is despicable to me. This guy has no integrity. This guy, wow. If you listen to him, what is it? How did he make Israel sound? That Israel is just on the warpath, isn't it? He didn't give context. How despicable, how dishonest that man is. I don't even know what his name is, but despicable. First, he makes it sound like they're on the warpath, like Israel started all these wars. Well, let's go back. See, they want to rewrite history. Everybody always wants to rewrite history. On October 6, 2023, there was no conflict in the Middle East. Were there tensions? Yes, there's always been tensions. But no one was shooting at each other. On October 6, 2023. On October 7th, 2023, the very next day, hundreds of Hamas terrorists and hundreds of Palestinian civilians crossed into Israel, raped and murdered, slaughtered people, families, children, took 250 hostages, killed over 1,200. So what did Israel do? Israel did what any country would do if attacked like that. It attacked Gaza. Then what happened? Hezbollah from the north in Lebanon attacked Israel while they were attacking Gaza. So Israel had to turn north and attack Hezbollah and defend itself from the north. Then what happened? As they're doing both, engaging both, Iran is sending more ammunition and missiles through Iraq and Syria, the militias in those two countries, and funneling it to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So Israel did what any country would do. You hit your enemy supply lines. And so they hit in Syria and they hit in Iraq. And then what happened? Yemen, way over here, Yemen started launching missiles at Israel. So they hit Yemen. Then what happened? Iran launched the biggest in human history, the largest ballistic missile attack, almost 1,000 ballistic missiles at Iran. Israel didn't start any of this. Israel is defending itself, but Israel has learned, the Jew has learned, if the Jewish person doesn't stand up and defend themselves, they are going to be murdered and slaughtered. And Israel said, never again. And so little Israel, the size of New Jersey, is taking on all those countries. And she's still standing because God, we've learned, is their shepherd. I mean, yeah, you hit Israel, they're going to hit you back. That's just right. But he makes it sound like Israel is just this war, bloodthirsty culture. Despicable. Okay. Whose land is it really? Next slide, Levi. Israel is the only nation on earth that inhabits the same land, bears the same name, speaks the same language, and worships the same God that it did 3,000 years ago. Take that fact, those facts in. There's nothing like Israel. The history of the Jews is in the land going back even further than 3,000 years. It is their land. This is the true historical account that people today are trying to rewrite. Only nation, only people group to go out of existence, to come back into existence. And it just happens to be the one nation God foretold in the Bible. Let's look at the history here. Next slide, Levi. So you start there with Abraham. We can record the history of the land from the Bible, which is quoted as one of the most historic books in the Bible, historically accurate, in the world. The Bible knows things about history that history forgot. But we don't have time to go into that today, but you can see the timeline there. And we talked about the Canaanites and how God was using the Israelites as his tool of judgment. If you notice in there, there's no reference to Palestinians whatsoever. Next slide. You can trace all the way through their history, right up to where the Romans conquered them. Still no Palestinians. The Jews controlled the land. They controlled it under different empires that conquered them, but they were still in the land until 135 AD when the Emperor Hadrian renames Israel Palestine. Hadrian hated the Jewish people. Next slide, Levi. In 135 AD, the Roman Emperor Hadrian cursed the Jewish people and decreed that Judea should be henceforth called Palestine. After the ancient Philistines, the ancient enemy of Israel, they didn't exist anymore, even at this time. But he wanted to mock the Jews. Their homeland that they love now is going to be named after their enemy of old. an ancient enemy of Israel and had disappeared from the world stage more than 600 years earlier. It was his final twist of the knife and legacy after wars, massacres, persecution, exiles, and largely extinguished the Jewish presence from Judea. And if you want to Google, you can Google the Philistines. AI will tell you they are a people that went extinct. The Palestinians today are not the Philistines. The big lie, what we see today, rewriting of history, the Palestinians, it's their land and the Jews are taking it from them. That is a lie. The Palestinians are not Philistines. After Hadrian destroyed the Jewish settlements, the Jews that were left, scattered them among the nations, slaughtered about 800,000 of them. After he brought in tons of salt and he salted the ground so nothing would grow there, he wanted to wipe Israel off the map and out of history. I wonder what spirit was behind him. Who was his father? After he did this, the Jews were scattered. But there remained Jews in the land. It's a fact that most history has seemed to have forgotten. But it's backed up with data. Jews remained, never leaving the land. There has always been a Jewish presence. Even if it's just been a handful of Jews in that land for 4,000 years now, almost. They had hard lives, especially under the Muslim conquest of the area later in the 600s. They were called Palestinian Jews, not because they were Palestinian, but because they lived in the renamed territory called Palestine. Most of the land of Israel, though, stayed unpopulated. It became a wasteland, as the Bible predicted it would. Remember what we saw with Mark Twain? He went to travel to Palestine in 1867, and he wrote this in his Innocents Abroad. He said, "A desolate country whose soil is given over wholly to weeds, a silent, mournful expanse, a desolation. There wasn't a growing population of so-called Palestinians. We never saw a human being on the whole route. Hardly a tree or a shrub anywhere. Even the olive tree and the cactus, those vast friends of worthless soil, had almost deserted the country." No Palestinians. For over 3,000 years to that point, it had been Israel, the homeland of the Jews. Then it was renamed by Hadrian. There was never a Palestinian nation anywhere in that land, anywhere in the history. No Palestinian people, no Palestinian culture, no Palestinian heritage. Archaeology is not digging up Palestinian artifacts. They're digging up Jewish artifacts. You can go even to secular sources. Next slide, Levi. Secular meaning non-religious. How do I know this is a non-religious secular manuscript? Because of the dating. Do you see 2000 BCE? No Christian would write that. BC stands for what? Before Christ. What does BCE stand for? Before the common era. See, they're wanting to erase Jesus from all of history. But even the secularists will look at the history, and you can look down and see the dates and all the times of the Jewish people, their conquest by the Babylonians, by the Persians, how they returned, then under the Romans. Next slide, Levi. The time of the Crusades, the Muslims conquering it, the Crusaders conquering it, losing it. It's crazy history, but nowhere in their history do you see a Palestinian people. All the way to the Ottoman Empire, the Turks, ruling it until World War I. They lost World War I, and that area was part of the Ottoman Empire, went under British control. And the British went back to the last name it had, which was Palestine. During the British time, Arabs from all over the Middle East moved to Palestine for work under the British rule. But at the same time, Jews started to come back to the ancient homeland. Now, it wasn't just after World War II. It started after World War I. And remember, there was already Jews there, too. I got this from the United Nations website. We can trust them, right? All right, next slide. This was what I got from the United Nations website on their migration history page. This riff from 1917, basically World War I, to 1947 after World War II. And it's talking about the Palestine was part of the Ottoman territory that handed over to them. And during this period, it says, in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, the Balfour Declaration of 1917 slotted Palestine to be a place for the Jews to return to their homeland. In Palestine, of a national home for the Jewish people during the mandate under the British from 1922, before World War II, to 1947, large-scale immigrants, mainly from Eastern Europe, took place, the number swelling in the 1930s because of the rise of Nazism. You see, Jews were already going back to their homeland according to the Balfour Declaration. As the Jews moved back into their homeland in their Jewish numbers, Arabs started pushing Arabs into that area to counter the Jews, because that's what their Quran tells them to do, to hate the people of the book. The people of the book, meaning the Bible, Jews, Gentile believers, Christians. Now, this New Testament needs this Old Testament. And our faith actually begins, the Christian faith actually begins right here in chapter 3. But anyway, they hate the book. So Arabs started pushing Jews or Arabs into that area to counter the Jews coming home. And this is where we start having conflict. And this is where you see the later, after World War II and in the 60s, the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO. Most of us older people remember this. Yasser Arafat, right? When did this happen? 1964. This is when the Palestinian heritage began. They don't have one going back thousands of years like the Jews. Palestine, Palestinians, their heritage began here in 1964 under Arafat. And Arafat is not a Palestinian. He was born in Egypt. He's an Egyptian. But you notice on their little patch there, does it highlight the Gaza Strip is Palestine? No, that green part right there, that's all of Israel, the modern state of Israel. So see, they don't want their one state solution next to the a Jewish state. They want the whole thing, from the river to the sea. Now, if you notice, if you look in history before 1964, which isn't that long ago, you can't find a Palestinian name of a Palestinian capital city. There isn't one. You can't find a Palestinian flag. You can't find a name of a Palestinian king. Because none ever existed. Because the Palestinian people did not exist until 1964. Before 1964, they were Arabs and Muslims that moved from other countries, from Syria, Jordan, Egypt, into that area to counter the Jews returning. In 1964, they created this Palestinian people. They weren't there before. The present-day Palestinians are falsely named. They are just Arabs And I will have an Arab say that to you here in a few minutes. The Palestinian people did not exist in the land ever. So it's not their land. It's the land of the Jew. Next slide, Levi. This is a PLO executive committee member, Zahir Massoud. I don't know. 1977, he says this. Next slide, Levi. The Palestinian people do not exist. The creation of a Palestinian state is only for a means for continuing our struggle against the state of Israel for our Arab unity. In reality, today there is no difference between Jordanians and Palestinians, Syrians and Lebanese. Only for political and tactical reasons do we speak today about the existence of a Palestinian people, since Arab national interests demand that we posit the existence of a distinct Palestinian people to oppose Zionism, the Jews coming home. Islam created in 610 AD by the Prophet Muhammad. But even during that time, there were Jewish people still in the land. 2,600 years after the Muslims came, it's not their land. The Jews have remained there. And they only did to oppose Zionism, basically to oppose God. Listen to the former king of Syria. This was the king Assad that just collapsed in Syria, and he went to Russia. This is his father. He said, "It would be fitting for us to mention to the responsible Israeli authorities that we view Palestine not just as an inseparable part of the Arab nation, but as part of southern Syria." Syria wants to say, no, that's not Palestine, that's ours. It's part of Syria. We own that land. In 1987, he reiterated himself at a conference in Amman saying a country named Palestine has never existed. It's Syria. Okay. He was backed up. This guy said the same thing in 1956. He said, such a creature as Palestine does not exist at all. They knew Hadrian renamed the land. It doesn't exist. The land is nothing but the southern portion of greater Syria. Everyone wants to claim the land. The Turks and the Ottoman Empire claimed the land. Everybody wanted to claim that as their land. And now Syria and Jordan and Lebanon have all said, oh, no, that's part of our land. Right? Amazing how the Bible speaks about this. Remember we went over this, Ezekiel 36. Therefore, God speaking to the land of Israel, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to the mountains, the hills, the rivers, the valleys, the desolate wastes, and the cities that have been forsaken, which became plunder and mockery to the rest of the nations all around. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely I have spoken to him in my burning jealousy against the rest of the nations and against all of Edom, who gave my land to themselves as a possession. Everybody wants to possess that piece of land. But it's God's land. And he gave it to the Jewish people, the descendants of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob. Continuing, the prominent Arab historian, Dr. Philip Hittai, I don't know how to really pronounce his name, said this in 1947 at our State Department building. Next slide. Palestine never existed throughout history. Absolutely not. Next slide, Levi. Before 1917, when Balfour made his declaration, there had never been a Palestinian question. What do we do with the Palestinians? That was never a question because they didn't exist. There were just Arabs living in the land. And there was no Palestine as a political or geographic unit. The big lie, though, is that today millions are believing this lie coming out of the Palestinian people, out of the PLO, out of Hamas, that this is their land. They've been there. The Jews are killing them and genocide and ethnic cleansing. None of that is true. We've got just a few minutes. I'm probably going to go over just a few minutes, but hey, it's Thanksgiving week, right? We got time, right? Are the Palestinians really innocent? Now, the so-called Palestinians today, they've been taught, the ones that are in the land, they've been lied to as well. They've been in there for generations now. And they've been lied to. The kids have been lied to. The kids are believing this new revision of history that it's their land. They've been taught this false history. They've been lied to for propaganda purposes. They have been used by Iran and other Arab countries to wage war on Israel. And today the Palestinian people are far from innocent. And many, many are filled with hate. They've been taught this hate. They hate the Jew. You remember 9/11. It's amazing that our some of the young ones in here, they were born after that. Just we all remember that day. I want to show you something about the Palestinian people. Play.
The V sign from victory being displayed in East Jerusalem today among jubilant Palestinians that the United States had been subject to this attack. What are we to make of that, Jennifer? Yasser Arafat may issue this condemnation. Look at this. We're seeing people applauding, clapping, smiling, happy to know that thousands of Americans have died in this sneak attack. And there you see a V for victory sign held up to the camera. What are we to make of that? And what are we to make of what Yasser Arafat said today?
The United States, blamed by some Palestinians for its ongoing support, as it is seen, of Israel in this conflict, in this Middle Eastern conflict. However, while some Palestinians were taking to the streets in apparent celebration, one youth was quoted as saying, as he received a sweet handed around in celebration, "This is a sweet from Osama bin Laden," he said.
Hats off, and thanks very much. We have some videotape, I understand, that we're going to show you from the West Bank. These are Palestinian celebrations in the wake of Tuesday's terror attack in the United States. Apparently, Palestinians took to the street chanting, "God is great." People were throwing candy, distributing candy to passersby. The U.S. government obviously has become
Do I show you that for us to hate the Palestinians? No. But you need to understand who you're dealing with, who the world is dealing with. They've been taught to hate. Their religion does not teach love. Islam does not mean peace. It means submission. You submit to Allah willingly or by the sword. And they're taught to hate all infidels, non-believers. To hate the people of the book, the two peoples of the book, Jews and Christians. And you notice this, the civilians celebrating, the women and the children. This is what they're being taught. Hamas means violence in Hebrew. That's what they want to do to the Hebrew people. Show them violence. It's a terror organization. Not a peaceful, not freedom fighters. People who want to murder Jews. They don't want to meet Israeli soldiers on the battlefield and fight it out. No, they want to attack women and children and civilians. And you know what? These innocents that Tucker refers to and others, the Palestinians are innocent, 80% of them voted for Hamas. 80% of Palestinians support Hamas. Hamas has a charter. You can go online and read it. The charter calls for the complete destruction of Israel. That's what they exist to obliterate it. This is why you have Israeli leaders that try to work with these Palestinians, because the world has bought that lie. Now, next slide, Levi. You cannot negotiate peace with someone who has come to kill you. You just can't. The hatred is too strong. They don't want a two-state solution, which I never would agree with a two-state solution, because God says it's the Jewish land. You don't want to divide it up and give it to somebody who doesn't even exist. Palestinians do not exist. They're Arabs from Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. Let them go back home, but you realize none of those countries want those people back because they're so filled with hate. Then we come to October 7th, 2023, Israel's darkest hour. And I'm going to be showing you some things. Some of the parents may, nothing too graphic, but it's still, I just want to warn. Well, these are the Palestinian people. You need to understand this. October 7th, they attacked. Next slide, Levi. They killed this mother and her three babies. This is who they took and killed. She's not a soldier. Those kids aren't soldiers. You're not a freedom fighter when you take women and children. What cowards. Here's another picture. Next slide. A little Jewish boy who was taken captive into Gaza. He surrounded the video. It's really hard to find, but I found it, but I didn't want to play it. He's surrounded by Palestinian kids who are poking him with sticks and hitting him and telling him to say, Ima, Ima, Mommy, Mommy. It reminded me of that picture you see from World War II of the Jewish boy. Play. Abducting a Jewish woman. Those aren't soldiers. They're terrorists. They're kidnappers. Trafficking women. Now watch. The Palestinians are celebrating. The civilians are celebrating Hamas. Those are civilians. They're cheering. They're slapping and spitting on the bodies of Israelis they're bringing back and some live captives. The Palestinians are supporting. They're not innocent. Next.
About 2 hours ago, I spoke to a mother named Ricarda Loki. Now, her daughter Shani, you may already know her name. We showed you some of this video earlier. It is incredibly disturbing to see, but it is important to see. And Ricarda Loki, Shani's mom, gave us permission to show it to you, as disturbing it is, because this video is of her daughter being paraded through the streets in Gaza City by Hamas terrorists, by groups of men shouting, God is great, over her prone body in the back of a pickup truck, celebrating her kidnapping.
They killed an unarmed woman at a music festival and they're parading her like they did something great? Oh my word, these men could not stand on the battlefield with real soldiers.
There's not much sign of that.
Oh, all right, I've seen enough. Click. Makes me mad, folks. Now, are all the Palestinians bad? Of course not. Some are even our brothers and sisters in Christ. This is an amazing video. It says, ex-Hamas wife encounters Jesus. You need to Google that on YouTube. You need to listen to this young woman. Now, she's Palestinian. She has a Palestinian passport, but she's actually from Yemen. But she talks how she met Jesus. You know, when someone shares their testimony, and you're talking about Jesus, the one who saved you, you're talking about your Lord and Savior, you should be excited. I kind of worry when people don't talk about Jesus in their testimony, or he's just mentioned a little bit, or they're not excited when they talk about Jesus. This woman has the joy of the Lord when she talks about her Lord. It's a great... You should watch this. She's Palestinian. She's my sister in Christ. So we're not here to hate the Palestinians. But you need to be aware inside of reality who kind of people you're dealing with. These are people you can't negotiate with. These aren't people, it's okay in their religion to lie to infidels. So they'll say, yeah, we'll negotiate with you. And then when they get a chance, they'll stab you in the back. Now, I'm going to show you a couple more clips. You really need to listen to this. This is going to make my case for why the Jews belong in the land and not the Palestinians. We're going to go over maybe 10 minutes. I apologize for that. If you need to go, please go. This is called the son of Hamas. His father was one of the founding members of Hamas, and it still is. His father has put out a death warrant or hit list on his own son to kill him. Because his son, who was part of Hamas, saw how Hamas was killing innocent civilians, and he came out against it. And he let the Israelis know of suicide bombers that were coming over to blow up civilians because he didn't agree with that. This man's got some character. But for what he has done to save innocent lives, he now is hunted. And his own father put out a death, an assassination on him. I want you to listen to him. Go.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mus'ab Hassan Yusuf, for those who don't know me, but I think most of you know who I am.
Not even 5 seconds into the speech, and he's already being called names. Sharmut, if you don't know what it is, it's a curse in Arabic. You can look up what it means, but not even 10 seconds in.
I am sentenced by my father to death. He made my blood allowed. Why? Because I reported on suicide bombing attacks that targeted civilians indiscriminately. This is my crime.
All right. That kind of lets you just... I had to clip it up because I didn't, for time's sake. Go to the next one. Hit click.
Now, there come the Palestinians, the most pathetic people on planet Earth.
Ouch. Now, he's Palestinian. But he also knows he's not really Palestinian, he's Arab. He knows the big lie, he's going to talk about it. But he's born there. His father is Hamas. So he can say that, and that's what he's describing, these people who are so bloodthirsty and filled with hate. And they hate the Jews so much they're willing to sacrifice their own children. And you'll see that. Play.
Interruptions are not going to help the situation. You'll have to face the reality and the truth the way it is. I was born in that land. It's my birthright. And I was born, sit down, and I was born as an Arab. I was not born as Palestinian, like millions of Arab children. And the Palestinians have been pushing the Palestinian violent indoctrination based on false narrative of apartheid, colonialism, genocide, occupation, while Palestine never existed as a sovereign country. It never existed except as a colonial entity. And the joke on the Palestinians that they actually claim to be indigenous of the land, fighting against colonialism, while they choose a colonial entity as their national identity. How pathetic is that? I find it really unbelievable that the Palestinians continue spreading this lie and millions of people around the world are believing them. If you ask them what is Palestine, sit down. If you ask them what is Palestine, they don't know how to answer. If you ask them what makes a Palestinian Palestinian, they don't know how to answer. Stop interrupting me. Sit down. We heard you. Sit down. Stop interrupting me. And listen. Now, their strategy, and this is what needs to be discussed here on the floor tonight, is the use of human shield and the evil practice of sacrificing children for political and financial gain. This is the mastery of the Palestinians. This is what they've been doing. They want the children, the Arab children, to continue carrying the burden of their sick indoctrination for eternity. Then a bunch of people come here crying as victims or as the saviors of the Gaza children. And I tell them, who authorized you even to speak on behalf of the children of Gaza? If you want to dismantle the apartheid state, he wants to dismantle the apartheid state, and none of you paid attention of how dangerous that. This means
He wants to dismantle the state of Israel. This is what he wants to do. And that means the ethnic cleansing of the only Jewish state. Don't interrupt me. And listen. What he wants to wipe out a nation, the most ancient nation in the Middle East, the most authentic nation in the Middle East, the only Jewish state on the planet, and he wants from the children of Gaza to do the job on his behalf, on behalf of his political ambition.
Did you hear what he said? All right, I got two more. Hold on. Play next.
Now, they talk about genocide. Israel sent leaflets, millions of text messages. They made phone calls. They gave safe passages to people to evacuate war zone. While Hamas embedded under schools, hospitals, they did not leave any sacred zone for the civilians to evacuate to safety. Then they booby trapped the entire area. And Israel had to send its foot soldiers to suffer additional casualty on the top of October 7, while they had the capacity to carpet bomb the entire Gaza Strip. If their intention, you've never been to Gaza, you don't know what you're talking about, so sit down. But here, let me be a witness to history and to you. Israel did everything within their ability to minimize the civilian casualty in Gaza. While Hamas did everything in their ability to maximize the civilian casualty.
The speaker will be heard.
Hamas did everything within their ability to maximize the civilian casualty for political and financial gain, for global sympathy, and they succeeded of fooling so many people. But this is not going to change the reality on the ground, because Hamas does not care for the Arab children. Hamas does not care for the Jewish children. Arabs and Jews can get along. I have faith in that. Arabs, we are an ethnic group. We were way before Islam came to the region. We were way before the Palestinians came to the region. And by the way, the Palestinian history started in 1964 with the keffiyeh and the Palestinian flag. This is their heritage. That's all they have. And we are not Palestinians. We are Arabs. This is our language. This is our culture. And we will continue way after the Palestinian thugs who came to hijack our society with their sick indoctrination. And I hope that the Palestinians will know their place in history, nothing but a false identity. This is who they are.
From someone who can be classified as Palestinian. The truth. One more, real quick.
Hamas people used the Gaza children as human shield. You know. Then they blamed their blood on Israel.
Okay, that's huge. Hamas puts the civilians, and especially the children, in harm's way. So they're killed. They use them as human shields. There are videos, there's pictures of it. It's bad. The lie is that Israel is raging war, just bloodthirsty through the Middle East. The lie is Israel wants the land and wants to ethnically cleanse the Palestinian people, which are just Arabs from other countries. But they want to kill them all. And they love killing their children. That's all lies. It's all propaganda. But millions are buying into it. And millions upon millions are buying into the Palestinians. It's their land. History has been rewritten for many. And we have people like Tucker Carlson supporting this lie. We have people like, next slide, Candace Owen supporting this. Because of this and her Jew hatred, she's become the number one podcast, not in America, but in the world. She wasn't that way until she started all these things, and she hates Jews. She says she doesn't. You can listen to her in her voice. She hates Jews. I've listened to many of her podcasts here. She got her. And youth, America, the America First movement, they're following her, millions upon millions. If you're under 30, you have a bad attitude about Israel because you believe all this propaganda. Then you got the Hodge twins. Next slide. These are another conservative influencers, podcasters, and they all have, they're just one episode after another of the delegitimizing the Jews, the nation of Israel. Saying this says what they're changing what this says. They're changing history. They're rewriting history. These guys are part of the MAGA movement. These guys are great on all the other conservative issues, but they have bought into and now they are selling the lie. And they have a hatred for the Jews. Stu Peters, another one, next one. Everything he puts out is this anti-Jew stuff. Then you have Nick Fuentes and you have all these others that are gaining steam. Millions upon millions upon millions of followers. And they're all putting the lie out. The big lie. The big lie. The big, there we go. It tries to hide. The big lie. This is a deception of Satan. Trying to wipe out the Jewish people to undo the prophecies that are in this book. He tried to stop Jesus from coming. He tried to wipe Israel out. And now Jesus has said he'll return to the Jewish people in the land of Israel to their capital, Jerusalem. And he's trying to stop it. It's another deception of the father of lies, the prince of this world. So I do not support the so-called Palestinian cause, and for that we will be hard-pressed. I will probably receive lots of hate online for that. The land belongs to the Jewish people. The Jews are God's chosen people. Sorry, Tucker Carlson. I will bless the Jews as commanded by Scripture. It doesn't mean just bless Abraham. It means to bless the nation that would come from him. I'm going to bless the Jews by sharing the truth of what God says about them, praying for them, supporting their right to exist and to exist in the land. The Jews are back in the land of Israel by God's hand in one day. He turned them into a nation. He was bringing them back and working. But in that one day, as the Bible foretold, a hand that has made this happen. His hand. And you do not. I warn the people out there, not in here, but out there. You do not want to come against the hand of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31 is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is God's plan. He has foretold it. It is happening in the world. You don't want to work against it. It will not end well for you. Don't believe the lies, the propaganda, the rewriting of history. Keep a biblical worldview when looking at the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. For this stance, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, we will be hard-pressed. Yeah, we're not going to be crushed by this world. We might be hated. They hated Jesus too. We're in good company. Let us go forth understanding this subject. Let us share the truth with people. Let us be salt and light. Let us be disciples of Jesus Christ. And make our stand in this evil day. In the full armor of God, which is divided in Christ. He is every piece of our armor, our shield. We're free, folks. We've been set free. The this world has nothing on us. And even if the world hates us, and even if the world comes for the blood of a Christian, of a disciple of Jesus Christ, what do we have to fear? We fly away at that moment. Church, stop being scared. I'm not necessarily to you, but people out there. Be bold. We're disciples. We're good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We don't march out in hate, but in love. But with boldness and courage. What do you stand for in this life? Do you stand for yourself? Do you stand for what you want to do? Or are you standing for the truth? Do you see what's happening around you? It is time to wake up, church. It is time to serve the Lord in the cause of Christ. For He is returning soon. And that's all that's going to matter. We stand for the Jewish people, even though technically they are enemies in the gospel, but not all of them. But they are God's chosen people, His beloved for election. For salvation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, and I ask you for boldness. Boldness in us to understand the truth, not be deceived by the lies that are out there, to be able to speak confidently to people about the lie and what's happening. The whole world should have woken up. When Israel became a nation in 1948, as God foretold for thousands of years, but it missed it, completely missed it. But now, Lord, we have an opportunity for us to point people to that moment, to point to what's happening today, to show them in Scripture it's happening as you have foretold. And you are coming back. And when you come back, the nations will be judged. And those who are not found in you will be separated to your left hand and cast away. And so, Lord, we have a purpose and a meaning. And it's greater than anything this world can offer us. We have a calling and a cause. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Great Commission. I ask you to help us, Lord. Help us to do that. Help us to go out this week and with full thanksgiving for what we have in you, what you have done for us. And let us be salt and light this week wherever we go. And if we have family members or friends who aren't believers, Lord, give us opportunities to love on them and to share the truth with them. Lord, let us make a difference. Let us be bold and courageous in your name. And all God's people said, amen. Why don't you guys go ahead and stand up. Go to the last slide. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience. There you go. You guys awake? Thank you, guys. Thank you. And maybe, yeah. Thank you. Just, I do. I appreciate your grace every week. I really, really do. All right, team. Let's go play for our Lord this week. Let's give Him our very best. He deserves it. On the count of three, let's break out of here. One, two, three. Great, let's go.